show. And if this is your first time on the show, welcome to you as well. Glad you're on board. Listen, I was going to have an episode today where I was going to dive into some things in the political arena. There's plenty to go there, but I'm going to have that wait. Because as you know, I hope you know, this is March Madness time. This is basketball time. And so if you love basketball, you're tuned in to basketball. And if you don't love basketball, this is usually that time when people, you know, get around the television and they check it out anyway. Why? Because it's March Madness. And you can look behind me if you're watching on YouTube and you see that I have basketball going on behind me. I didn't even mute it. I got the sound going. This is the women's basketball game that's on right here. And it's the perfect backdrop for what we're going to be talking about today. Let's talk a little basketball. As you see, I have my old Tennessee sweatshirt on. If you know me, you know that I have for years been a fan of Tennessee women's basketball, particularly when Coach Pat Summitt was running the show. Unfortunately, we lost Coach Summitt way too early. She ended up with early onset dementia, and then she has since passed. And that's the game misses her. What years of watching Tennessee play, and years of that rivalry between Tennessee and UConn. I can't stand UConn. If you know me, you know that also. But that has to do with that rivalry between those teams. And the rivalry between Coach Pat Summitt and Coach Gino Auriemma, there was no love lost between those two. I mean, it was fierce. It was absolutely fierce. And Coach Summitt, she dominated. Her players dominated. And, you know, it's not been the same since. I still have Tennessee in my heart. I'm still all Tennessee, always wanting Tennessee to do well, but I just don't tune in like I used to. Just not the same. But you know, it's a new era, and it looks like Coach Dawn Staley and South Carolina, they're doing some serious work. So we'll see how that goes. But I want to talk today about something that I know is going to probably rub some people the wrong way. And people who are super sensitive and people who think you should never mention race, they may not like what I have to say, but I'm going to say it anyway, surprise. And then you may disagree with me, but I want you to hear me because I believe that there's some validity to what I'm talking about. And I'm talking about the superstar, the phenom, the amazing Caitlin Clark of Iowa. This woman, if you want to say this girl, however you want to refer to the 22-year-old Caitlin Clark, she is absolutely amazing. And yet, she is not received by everyone. In fact, she rubs some folks the wrong way. Like, there are people who seriously have an issue with Caitlin Clark. And so here's the question that I'm throwing out there today. What if Caitlin Clark were Black? And again, I know that there are people who don't like that question, who are going to say, oh, why are you making this about race? I'm just entering a conversation. I've heard little tidbits here and there, and I've given it some thought. What if Caitlin Clark were Black? Well, I know, again, that there are people who they just don't like her. They can't stand her. They're tired of hearing about her. They're raking her over the coals. Some of them are people in the sports world, and some of them are sports enthusiasts or whatever, but they got this, you know, they've got this problem with Caitlin Clark. Now, nobody can say that this girl can't play ball. And nobody's saying that. Now, people are saying that, you know, that perhaps she's not great. There are people who are saying, well, we can't call her great because she's never won a championship yet. This is her last year. This is her senior year. After this, she will be in the WNBA. But people say if she doesn't win a championship, she's not great. And I guess there's an argument to be made that championships matter. Sure, they do. But ain't nobody with a lick of sense, nobody with a lick of sense can say that this woman is not the real deal and is not a great player now. Okay, so great players do often rub people the wrong way. Great players have a certain swagger about them. Some would call it arrogance, and some to a lesser degree, but there is a certain swagger. Let me stop here and let me just kind of give you a little bit of my background if you don't know, because you might be saying, well, what qualifies you to talk about women's basketball? Okay, well, I grew up playing basketball, okay? I've been a basketball player. I was an athlete, okay? Not just basketball. I played basketball. I played softball. I played volleyball. In junior high, I played 1 year soccer. But basketball was really my thing, okay? So I played high school basketball, all right? And as an adult, I coached girls basketball, high school varsity basketball. We won two conference championships. This my second to last year coaching. We had one loss, which was not a league loss. And then we lost in sectionals. We won the conference championship that second to last year. First time ever done in the history of the school where I coached, and in Hudson, New York. And then my last season coaching, we had no loss whatsoever until we got to the finals game of sectionals. We had never gone that far. We were undefeated. So our only loss, our first loss was the only loss, which was the last loss of the season, the postseason for us, and also the last game and loss of my career. I could go into specific details about how that really, really close game came down to the wire. Very, very painful. When I look back on it, was very painful then, and still not, doesn't feel good even now, all these years later. But I say all that to say, I know what it is to play the game. I know what it is to watch the game, to love the game. And I also know what it is to coach the game. So I'm not just talking, okay? Caitlin Clark is an amazing player. Now, I have not been tuned in, totally tuned in to the NBA or the WNBA or college basketball in a really long time. Not tuned in. Like I used to be just glued in and tuned in. And that's not the case now. But I know enough to know, and I've seen enough and heard enough to know that this girl, Caitlin Clark, is off the hook. So those who want to say she's not great, I don't know how you define greatness, but this girl is great. I could give you right now a list of her accomplishments. But you know what? I was looking at the list and I considered sharing them. There's so much this girl has done that I don't even want to take the time in this episode to go through it all, but I encourage you to check it out. So if you're interested, then you should check it out online. Go and Luxel Caitlin Clark's name. Yeah, Luxel. Now you might have expected me to say go and Google, but we don't promote Google on the Adrian Ross Show. We promote Luxel.
Search engines should be a place for you to discover the world and make your own decisions about what you find. That's why Luxel is improving your access to information. The new search engine eliminates search engine bias that gets in the way of your searches. You can filter results to lean right or left, and from there you can sort it by Luxel's algorithm, alphabetically, and by freshness. Plus, there is no price for privacy. Luxel is free and doesn't track you or sell your data. So check out Luxel. That's LUXXLE.com and take control of your searches.
Okay, so you can check that out. You can Luxel that if you so choose to see her list of accomplishments. But by now, you are aware that she is the all-time leading scorer in NCAA history, basketball, whether men or women. She has surpassed them all. And that also came with some criticism from the great Cheryl Swoopes. Now, I have been a huge WNBA fan for many years. The Houston Comets, to be specific. The Houston Comets won the first four championships of the WNBA. And so I loved the team. I loved Kim Parrott, who unfortunately passed away during her playing days of cancer. But I, when you talk about basketball, when you talk about the WNBA and the Houston Comets, you're talking about Cynthia Cooper. You're talking about Cheryl Swoops, another number 22. You're talking about Tina Thompson. I loved the Houston Comets. And Cheryl Swoops, like I said, another 22, another amazing basketball player. She had some words to say about Caitlin Clark. She had commented that, you know, you can't compare Caitlin Clark with Kelsey Plum, who was the leading women's basketball scorer until Caitlin Clark recently. And Cheryl Swoops commented that you have to do it, and you have to win, you have to accomplish that feat in the same time. And so she thought that Caitlin Clark was actually in her fifth year because of all the coronavirus stuff. She said that Caitlin Clark, it took her longer to get where Kelsey Plum was. She happened to be wrong. Caitlin Clark is in her fourth year, and she actually got the amount of points that she got in less, I should say fewer games. So she was debunked, and, you know, but there was a lot of conversation going on that Cheryl Swoops was being disrespectful to Caitlin Clark, and along with other people who have been disrespectful of Caitlin Clark. But Cheryl Swoops, you know, she had to stand corrected. And from what I understand, she did reach out to Caitlin Clark. They did have a conversation. I don't know what the details of that conversation happened to be. But Cheryl Swoops, you know, she has something to say about Caitlin Clark, and a lot of people have something to say, a lot of emotions for some reason surrounding her. So what if Caitlin Clark were Black? Adrian, why are you asking that question? I'm asking that question because I really believe for some people, now, if this doesn't apply to you, it doesn't apply to you. Now, it'll probably apply to some people who won't admit it. But I believe that if Caitlin Clark were Black, some of the people who are hating on her wouldn't be hating on her. They would be cheering her on. They would be buying her jersey. They would be all Caitlin Clark if she were Black. Now, so Adrian, what are you saying? Are you saying that they're racist? No, I'm not saying they're racist, but I am saying that here's this white girl, as some people say, here's this little white chick. And not only that, she's from Iowa. So here's this white girl from this small school doing amazing things for Iowa that have not been done in a long time. I mean, they went to the Final Four in, you know, hadn't been done, I guess, in three decades. And this girl is kicking some serious tail. Okay, so what does that have to do with her being white? What's this whole mind? Why are people opposed to Caitlin Clark or have an issue with Caitlin Clark because she's white? Well, I'm going to draw your attention to an article that was written at the beginning of March. This was in the USA Today and written by a writer whose name is Lindsay Schnell. Lindsay Schnell is a white woman, and she has the opinion that the face of women's basketball has to be a Black woman. I mean, so in other words, you know, it sounds like she's saying this is, we need DEI in basketball. Okay. There's Dawn Staley, if you're watching on YouTube there. But she's saying that the face of women's basketball should be a Black face. Okay. And so let me just read a couple things that she talked about. Okay. She talked about two stars in the game of basketball. They're Black players, okay? And she wrote, with Caitlin Clark headed to the 2024 WNBA draft, where she's projected number one overall, Watkins, the nation's second leading scorer this season behind Clark, is positioned to become the face of women's basketball. And then she named Notre Dame's point guard, Hannah Hidalgo, who's the other favorite for freshman of the year. She goes on to say, not lost on any of the power brokers in the game, both of these players are Black. And listen carefully, And in the game built by Black women, it matters that the faces of the future look like the faces of the past. She goes on to say, over the past few years, as women's basketball has exploded in popularity, much of the media and marketing attention has focused on three prominent white players. And she named Clark and two other players, not even going to get into who they are because it doesn't matter to this conversation. But her point being that the face of basketball would be Black women, but three white women have been getting all the marketing attention. Then she says, too often, the Black players who built women's hoops and who now dominate the professional level, where the WNBA is 70% Black, haven't been acknowledged. So she goes on in this piece to say that it should not be so. That because, according to her, Black women have built the game, then Black women should be getting all the attention. Therefore, Caitlin Clark should not be getting the attention she's getting. We need that attention to go to Black people. So now we've moved from who's dominating the game. Now, I'm not saying that Black players are not playing well and that there aren't amazing Black players. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying that we cannot deny that Caitlin Clark is at the top, okay? But according to this woman, this writer, it's supposed to be Black people. So we've got to make that Black people. We've got to kind of give that to them. And I know that she's probably saying that they have not received their due. And maybe that's a separate issue, that they have not received their due. But we don't need people to say we've got to make the Black face the face of the sport. Let me tell you about sports. And I already told you my history of sports. And beyond basketball, I've always been a sports enthusiast, okay? Here's the thing. The person that deserves accolades is the person who can bring it on a regular basis. And so whether they're Black or they're white or they're Asian or wherever they're from, that's the person that we need to give accolades to, Black, white, or otherwise. Okay, so Caitlin Clark is rubbing people the wrong way because she is drawing so much attention. And she's drawing so much attention, not just because she's white, although I do think that figures in, I'll get to that, but because she's amazing. And I'm gonna show you some of her highlights before this is over. But I think that if Caitlin Clark were Black, some of the people who are looking at her like, who's this white chick? Why does she have that swagger? Who does she think she is? I think that would be a whole different story. And she's from Iowa. So I'm putting those two together. So here's this white chick. And so why? Because people view athletics, like this writer does, as something where Black people are supposed to dominate and they're supposed to be the face of, and we're supposed to be fixated on them and that belongs to them. And we all know it's true, whether we want to say it or not. People generally talk, when they think about, a lot of times they talk, think about athletics, think about football, think about basketball. They're thinking that Black people tend to dominate in those areas. Yes, you got your Larry Birds. Yes, you had your Christian Leitners, going back. Yes, you've had these players who were white and they dominate, obviously, right? But let's just be honest. Very often, people are not surprised when Black people dominate athletics. Here you have Caitlin Clark, this little white chick who's got that swagger, who's from Iowa, okay? And she's putting it on the map big time. And she's doing it in a big way. Yes, I think that bothers people. You can say I'm wrong. You can disagree. But I'm saying I think that there are people who have an issue with that. And therefore, last year, when Angel Reese from LSU got in her face with the ring on my finger, there were people who were just like, Why? Because Angel Reese is supposed to dominate. Caitlin Clark is not. And I believe that that does tie in. This little white girl from Iowa, of all places, with this sense of swagger, we don't like it. Because you are usurping a place that Black people are supposed to have. And I'm just using that one. I believe it's true, but I believe that that article I just read speaks to that. The faces of the future of basketball should represent the face of the past and those who paved the way. I say no. I say the face of anything should be those who are dominating and doing it in a way that draws attention. And she is packing out arenas because people want to see this girl play. And that's what it there is to it. And so some people might think, why? I'm so tired of hearing about her. Why is she getting all attention? Who's this little girl from Iowa? Who does she think she is with that swagger? All the greats have swagger. Kobe had a swagger. Jordan had a swagger. I don't like LeBron at all. We all know he's got a swagger when he's not flopping on the floor. But that's a whole different story. You know, they have a swagger. Cynthia Cooper had a swagger. Diana Taurasi, swagger. Diana Taurasi, white girl, Italian girl, dropping it, a shot like no, like, oh my goodness, from UConn, then the WNBA, doing her thing. Diana Taurasi's not from Iowa. Do I think that matters? I do. I do. Who is Iowa to be on the map? Who is this girl from Iowa doing this kind of thing in what is supposed to be dominated by someone who doesn't look like her? And according to this USA Today writer, she would agree. And I think that that's a sad commentary. That's a sad place to be, where we're saying that you've got to move over and let the faces of the league be this. First of all, what does that say about us? Why shouldn't we be the face of science and technology and math? Why do we have to be? Where's your article about that? No, your article is about sports, because that's where you deem where that Black people excel. And we have, and in addition to other areas. So I believe that if Caitlin Clark were a Black player, the people who are hating on her, many of them wouldn't, or they would be hating on her for a different reason. Not like, who are you coming from? I'm tired of hearing about her. It would be more like me hating on LeBron. Of course, I have reasons not to like LeBron, beyond just the fact that he was a, you know, he was I just don't care for LeBron. I can get into that, but that's not the point either. But now people are so anti-Caitlin Clark that there are people who are even not willing to say that she's a great player. And that you just sound foolish when you say stuff like that. And I get the championship thing, but she's already a great player. Charles Barkley never won a championship. Was he not a great player? Yeah, of course he was. Championships do matter. I'm on the record of saying that, you know, but she's still a great player, and she doesn't have a championship yet. Championship yet. She's still a great player. You know, I used to play with my students a lot. I used to play at lunchtime. I would be out there playing before school. I'd be out there playing. And so I played. And so I would, when back in the day when Jordan was, you know, man, Jordan, right? He was still playing. And you would hear people who didn't like Jordan, my students, and they'd be like, he's garbage. Jordan is garbage. And I would say, you know what? You make yourself sound foolish when you say that. Now, if you don't like Jordan, just say I don't like him. You know, if you think his game should be different, then talk about that. But when you just say, well, he's garbage, you make yourself look foolish, because there's nobody in their right mind who believes that Michael Jordan was garbage. And so it is with Caitlin Clark. But she is this white chick from Iowa, and according to some people, she should not be the face of the game. And she is right there in the commercial. Hey. So I could step aside and let you see her work. There it is. There it is. If you're not watching on YouTube, you're missing out. But let me pause here and share some messages with you, and then I'm gonna go on another. I'm gonna look at another direction of the same conversation. What if Caitlin Clark were Black. Check it out.
Guardians of Liberty in Southeast Missouri is continuing to proclaim liberty throughout all the land. Every week, they have fascinating speakers who engage, educate, and empower. You ought to check it out. They meet every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. at Delmonico's in Jackson, Missouri. On March 26th, Dr. Kenneth Haskin, Cape Girardeau City Manager, will be there talking about 2024 Cape City Agenda. Looking ahead to April 2nd, preparing for hard times with guest Caleb Hotchkiss. Guardians of Liberty, come and bring a friend. I appreciate the Adrian Ross Show audience, and I wish nothing but the best for you. But hey, sometimes things happen, and sometimes things happen with our vehicles. And sometimes that includes our transmission. So if you think something is wrong with your transmission, you need to go to DL Transmissions. It is the area's premier transmission repair facility. Check this out. They offer a free transmission inspection. So if you think your vehicle is not working right, call them today at 573-334-8726 or just stop by the shop at 783 South Kings Highway in Cape Girardeau. DL Transmissions is your best choice for quality transmission repair. Go check them out. My friends will take good care of you there.
All right. So welcome back to the Adrian Ross Show. Let's pick up our conversation. Now, I already shared, what if Caitlin Clark were Black, how some of the people who can't stand her would love her, would absolutely love her. Now, what if Caitlin Clark were Black? Let me tell you a little bit about what I have observed. There are many people, and I've dealt with this before, who have absolutely zero respect for women's sports and women's basketball. Let's just talk about that. Many people who I hear, you hear them all the time. Oh, nobody cares about women's sport. And I think the worst of it comes from women. There are women who have absolutely, they have zero interest, zero support of women's sports. It's March Madness. You'll see some of them fill out the brackets, their brackets, they're doing all that. They're posting about the games. And it's always about the men's game. It's not about women. I think it's sad. I think it's a shame, but I think it's not necessarily ill will. It's for some, there's zero interest because, you know, we grew up watching guys play, you know, many people, they grew up, if they're not an athlete, if they weren't playing sports, they didn't grow up watching women play. So they don't, many of them have no idea how exciting women's sports can be because they grew up around their dads and their brothers and stuff. And so they were tuned in to men playing sports. And so that's carried over into their adulthood, et cetera. But for those of us who played the sport or sports, we understand women. We understand how exciting women's sports can be. When it's a good team with good players, with good coaches, it can be exciting. Now there's some stuff out there that's just bad. You know, it just doesn't look good. But again, when it's good players on good teams with good coaches, there's some exciting basketball that goes on. And so women are guilty too, but men very often can be very disrespectful of women's sports. And I don't know why this crosses over into the political arena, but I find that's more so the case with men on the right side of the political aisle. Men who know what they're talking about, they understand the value of women's sports. That's why your Kobe Bryant's, you know, that's why he was coaching like his daughter's team. That's why he would show up at women's WNBA basketball games. That's why college players and NBA players will be there at college games and at WNBA games. That's why former NBA coaches or players end up coaching in the WNBA, because they recognize something that I've said many times, and that is that the women's game is a pure game. Women's basketball is a pure game. What do I mean by that? Women have to rely on fundamentals. And if you appreciate the game for what it is, you like to see sound fundamentals. Men, very often, because of their height, because of their strength, they can sort of power their way through. They're slam dunking the basketball. And right now, I mean, I've lost interest in the NBA. It's like, where's the defense out here? I mean, 100 and something points a night. I'm like, is anybody D'ing up? Is anybody playing defense at all? Are we just chucking it up? Like, it's just, you know, 100-point game used to be like that's the exception. That's like super exciting. That's rare. Nowadays, it's like you look at the scores of these games and you're like, who's playing defense? Who's fundamentally sound? You know, women, on the other hand, most women are not dunking the basketball. There are some, but most women are not dunking the basketball, right? They have to be fundamentally sound. They're playing, they're doing the give and go. They're going back door. They're D'ing up. They're doing this, you know, they're doing this stuff. They're making the extra pass, all this stuff. So it's a more fundamentally sound game, and it can be extremely exciting. I'm not saying that women can't run a gun. I'm not saying they don't get out on the fast break, because they do. And if you watch Caitlin Clark, you know that it can be absolutely thrilling. And it has been. The years that I was watching the WNBA, it was good stuff. But I'm noticing that, I have noticed that men on the right are very disrespectful of women players. Nobody watches women play. Nobody watches the WNBA. Nobody cares about it. Because I guess on the right, some of these guys tend to just kind of think that women, the only, you know, only thing that women are supposed to do, they're supposed to get married young, they're supposed to have a bunch of kids, they're supposed, and I am a firm believer in the family, you know that, you, but they act like that's your lot in life only. And so then if you're playing sports or something, that it can't be good and it's no fun and nobody watches, which, how do you comment on it if you don't watch? But anyway, the greats of the game and those who understand the game understand that good basketball is good basketball. So Caitlin Clark has drawn the attention of some of these same guys, some of these same guys on the right who would say, I can't stand women's basketball. They don't, nobody's watching it. There's five people in the stands, blah, blah, which is a lie. But these same guys, you're hearing them now, and they're talking about Caitlin Clark. They're talking about, you know what, I was never watching women's basketball, but this girl can ball. You get some of these guys who truly know the game who are saying, this girl is the real deal. You know, I could name some people. Stephen A. Smith, I'll just mention him. He's like, this girl, this is a game. You know, he's of course not what I'm talking about with commentators on the right, but I'm using him because he's a sports guy. So he understands what good basketball is. So these people on the right, though, are talking about this girl named Caitlin Clark and the game that she brings. What if Caitlin Clark were Black? How would that change? I'm going to tell you how. For these guys that I'm talking about who generally shun women's athletics and generally diss women's basketball in particular, if Caitlin Clark were Black, I'm almost certain, if I were a betting woman, I'd bet that we wouldn't be hearing about Caitlin Clark. Now, again, from these guys, okay? If Caitlin Clark were Black, from these guys, we wouldn't be hearing about her. Why? Because she's the exception. As this white chick, again, from Iowa, she stands out. She seems different. Why? Because we do tend to focus our mindset that women, Black women, are the athletes. Black women should be, as the writer said, the face of the sport. It's no, they don't pay attention. These haters, these guys who are haters, they don't pay attention to Black women athletes because they don't respect Black, not Black women per se. They don't respect women's sports. And they view Black women as a representation of of basketball. It's mostly black faces out there. It's the WNBA. I just read the statistic. I haven't checked it myself, but I just read you the statistic. 70% of the WNBA is black. So they can't stand basketball. And so when they see a black player, it's just another black player. So they're not interested in tuning in. What they don't know, Caitlin Clark is phenomenal. But what these haters don't know, these people who have hated on women's basketball, what they don't know is there's been a whole lot of amazing women's basketball players who are black too. But they don't give it a chance because they're not interested, because it's corny, because they can't really ball. Because no, they can. You had your, you know, go back to Cheryl Miller. Go to Cynthia Cooper. You got Rebecca Lobo. She's white girl, right? But women have been playing good sports for a long time. And black women have as well. Again, Cheryl Sue, Cynthia Cooper, Tina Thompson. There's so many that we can't even name them all. There have been programs, Shamequa Holdsclaw. We could go on and on about people who have been phenomenal. Caitlin Clark is special. Yes, extra special. There have been a lot of special, special players. But she would not, Caitlin Clark, receive the attention from these people who dismiss women's basketball if she were black, because they would not even bother to take notice, because they would just put her in the category with the rest of women's basketball who overwhelmingly are black. So because Caitlin Clark is white, this white girl from Iowa who's got game, she draws extra attention and she does it with amazing flair. But again, there have been many black women and there are now who do the game well, with great skill, great flair, great excitement, but they get lumped together by the haters who hate and dismiss women's sports. And so if Caitlin were black, they probably would not even notice, because they're turned off to women's sports as it is. But Caitlin Clark steps out as someone different, someone unique, someone from this small school, and yes, someone white. And if you disagree with me, then you can just check it out online and hear some of the conversations, read some of the conversations that people are having about this white girl from Iowa. So I gave you two perspectives. If Caitlin Clark were black, there are people who enjoy the game, who watch the game, who would absolutely love her, who would not be tired of hearing about her. And, you know, unless they just were anti-Iowa, you know, they just have a rivalry. Their team has a rivalry with that team. And so they're not interested. But if they just enjoy the game and enjoy good play, they would absolutely love Caitlin Clark. But who's this white chick from Iowa? Why is she out of line? Why is she the face when she's not supposed to be the face? Not saying they're racist. I'm just saying that I believe that that plays a factor, because she doesn't fit the stereotype of what the greatness in athletics is supposed to be. And to have the swagger on top of that. And again, on the other hand, the people who don't pay attention to women's sports, they still wouldn't be paying attention to women's sports if she were black, because she would be lumped in with all the rest of those people and they would just assume there's no reason to watch. But as it is, you can't ignore this girl, number 22, Caitlin Clark, is the real deal. Yes, she has swagger. Yes, she's a white girl. Yes, she's from Iowa. And yes, she can straight up ball. And she's drawing the attention of people she would not draw in otherwise. If she were not this white girl from Iowa, that's just off the hook. And you can disagree and you can let me know you disagree. But I think that it's worth the conversation. I mean, I'm bringing it forward knowing that there are some people who are going to be like, how dare you say that? I don't like her because X, Y, and Z. Okay, let's hear it. What's your X? What's your Y? What's your Z? And you might not feel that way. This might not pertain to you, but I bet it pertains to some folks. And I bet it even pertains to some folks who don't even realize it pertains to them. Like, why can't I stand this girl? I don't even know why I can't stand this girl, because maybe she stepped out of her place, according to this writer. She's getting the attention that she's not supposed to get, because Black people are supposed to get it, not this white girl in sports. You know, that's kind of, it's kind of insulting. Wouldn't you say? I want to see her article about the attention we're supposed to get in other areas. But no, you got to make sure that the Black people get the attention that they're supposed to get, because that's where they belong. I didn't say it. She basically said it. So, you know, think about that. And then the other people, oh my goodness, this girl is amazing. Yeah, she is. And there are a lot of other amazing people that you haven't bothered to spend time with or spend time watching, because you just think of women's sports as, you don't think of it as anything special. But because she's different, she stands out. And now she's gotten your attention. Either way, it's a good thing. Caitlin Clark is good for, she's good for sports in general. She's good for basketball. She's good for women's basketball. And she's good to open the eyes of people who have dismissed women as people who deserve respect athletically. And I just wanted to bring that perspective, but I'd love to hear what you think. But first, let me just take a moment here. And, you know, if you're not over on YouTube, you need to jump on over there right now. Go on over to the Adrienne Ross Show. And I want to show some highlights of Caitlin Clark doing what Caitlin Clark does. This is a YouTube video that actually has 12 big time highlights, but I'm not going to show you all 12. So I'll start at 5. And included in this is when she broke a couple records, when she broke Kelsey Plum's record, as well as Pistol Pete Maravich's record, making her not only the leading women's NCAA basketball scorer, but also the men. So I want you got to see this, because this girl, I mean, she pulls up on a dime. Like, I don't know if she's going to win the championship this year, but whether she does or not, she's moving on to the WNBA. And, Her legacy in women's basketball is already settled, and she's bringing people in. And so I think some of it has to do with the fact that she is white, and she does seem to break the mold of certain people's mindsets, but it also rubs some people the wrong way, who think that those spots should only be reserved for Black athletes, Black women athletes. No. Here's the deal. Those of us who truly love sports, we love amazing athletes. And that doesn't matter whether you're white, Black, or otherwise. The people who love the game should be excited when someone comes in and elevates the game and puts it out there where people who normally wouldn't take notice, take notice. It does so much for where we are now, but also for those who are to come later. So check out this video of highlights of the Caitlin Clark of Iowa.
43 points shy of surpassing her. 2 to shoot for Clark. She'll need the heroics here. And does it. Is anyone surprised? I mean, Jazz Shelley was out on her at half court knowing that the shot clock was winding down, and was on her at half court, and she still created that shot. And she looks like she made Jazz Shelley think that she was going to use that screen, and instead you saw Shelley just lean just a little bit, and that's where Clark goes back to her left to score that.
That's still a logo three. It's a different logo.
Yeah, that's right.
away by Goodman. Here's Marshall with Clark trailing. History in flight. You bet! Caitlin Clark! 3,000 career points! Another forever moment for this transformational superstar. Just the 15th player in Division I history with 3,000 career points.
Just the pitch back in transition. Defense closing out on Caitlin Clark. A deep one. We've seen it so many times. And here it gets her over the 3K. Of who it's going to, but it's just how is it going to happen?
I think everyone in America knows who it's going to.
Anticipation here. Davis, time winding down. Are they going to get the ball up in time? Clark for the win! Yeah!
It's her signature. That is the most Caitlin Clark way to win a game. The logo.
In front of 15,000 fans, another sold-out crowd inside Carver Hawkeye Arena. The little kid in me is freaking out. I'm speechless. She put up a 40-piece, 8 threes, and walks off with the game winner.
Looking for it, steps it back. It's a three on the way. It's another three for Caitlin Clark. And Iowa leads 89-87.
You want to have a Caitlin Clark on your squad. What a response. This step back three, a fader, knocks it down like it's a layup.
So far, it's done anything but that. Recovered by Gabby Marshall. Here comes Clark. How will she go for history? There it is! The all-time leading scorer in women's college basketball.
Caitlin Clark now has 3,528 points in her career. She has officially broken Kelsey Plum's record. From 2017, a post-game celebration will occur immediately following the game. Let's hear it one more time for number 22, Caitlin Clark.
Going up in Cedar Rapids. Now Caitlin at the line. For the record, she ties it with that one. This for college basketball history. She does it with a foul shot. Caitlin Clark becomes the all-time leading scorer in major college basketball history. Passing Pistol Pete Maravich, a record that's lasted for 54 years.
All right, now you couldn't deny that's some stuff right there. Go Caitlin Clark. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. Like I said, I'm a Tennessee fan, so Tennessee is always going to be in my heart, always rooting for Tennessee to do well. I really enjoy watching Dawn Staley's coaching style. One might say that her worldview or her political kind of statements I'm not really a fan of, but I respect her body of work, you know, from what she's done in college, for what she did at the WNBA level, for how she loves this game, how passionate she is. I have great respect. So South Carolina, do your thing as well. And Caitlin Clark, I mean, man, I'd love to see Iowa win this championship on her in her last season as a collegiate player as well. So, but Tennessee's always going to be where my heart is, and I get to sit back and just enjoy the rest, and we will see what South Carolina does. I imagine they're the favorite. And then we will also get to see if Caitlin Clark gets that championship. So I just want to encourage you to stay with the Adrian Ross Show on all the various platforms. And if you're not a part of the other, you know, if you're not checking me out on Substack, then jump on that platform, adrianross.substack.com. Subscribe, support there on YouTube, The Adrian Ross Show. Subscribe, turn your notifications on so you don't miss anything. Leave a comment also on the podcast platforms, leave a rating and a review. And also, of course, much love to the BMG Network. Much love to Ken Burns, who owns, operates, edits, runs everything, the BMG Network, The Adrian Ross Show, and the other podcasters on the network. He's the one who invited me on. I believe it's, how many years now? Is it 3 years now? It was March. I'm not trying to remember. Was it 21 or 22? I think it was 21. Oh, I'm sorry. But we are over 150 episodes now, but that was because Ken Burns invited me on. And so I'm really appreciative of that. I appreciate your support, and God bless you abundantly.